morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and then you swear to tell the truth. Name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen, brother. Amen. You had 1 hour sleep, you say.
About that.
About that. New baby in the family.
New granddaughter.
Tell us about her.
She was born around 11:15 last evening. And down at King's Daughter Medical Center.
Tell us about the little thing.
The little thing weighed 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Doggies.
So I don't know how little she was, but I'm still waiting for a name. Mommy and Daddy have got a couple of them. I don't think that they've come up with the name yet, but I think Mom wanted to see her.
Of course.
Wanted to see her to make sure the name fit.
There's more to that than most people might think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were all set to name our second born, Andrea? Natalie.
Really?
But as soon as we saw her,
she didn't look like a Natalie.
She wasn't a Natalie. Now that sounds silly, maybe to some, but
I understand.
That's exactly the way it happened. So she was an Andrea.
Yeah, yeah. So prayers would be thankful for the prayers.
Amen. Amen.
You can tell my brain is not engaged.
Yeah. Well, you haven't slept any, brother.
They did have to take her to the NIC unit. She had some breathing issues, but she's doing much better. Mommy's getting a little blood this morning, so you know. A prayer for Mom and the baby would be very much appreciated this morning.
Amen. Well, we're certainly doing that. And, oh, my. Mm-hmm. Now another baby in the family.
Mm-mm-mm.
Love it. I love it.
I do. I tell people, for many years I wondered why the good Lord put me on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
I have figured it out.
Now you know.
To be a papa.
Now you know. Amen.
And some other things he's got in store for me.
Amen, brother. Amen. I love it.
If somebody out there would like to give us a call, maybe they've got something they'd like to brag about a little bit, or they have a question, or just something that's been bothering them that they've read in the Bible and they just can't settle it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can help. You can give us a call, 789-0318. 789-0318. You can also, email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
godspointofview@yahoo.com. Or I notice you have your iPhone in your hand.
I have my cellular device. I do. And folks, if they wanted to touch base on that, they could call it 606 out of the area, 367-0137. Of course, in the area, leave off the 606. But sure, we get some calls sometimes on the iPhone. And some text messages, more text messages, I suppose, than calls.
Mm-hmm.
But we make that available for people if they'd like to touch base with us. Well, Timotheus, let's see now. Have we been on the air since we finished VBS? We have, haven't we?
Yes.
I guess I'm slow in getting over it then.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We were on last week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have seen this or not, Timotheus, and folks listening, I'm still fooling around here with this app, and I can't seem to
have a no luck.
Had a good brother recommend that how I should do it, and I've tried that this morning, and still having difficulty. So,
well, what he's talking about is we are live on Facebook, God's Point of View. If you want to go on Facebook and watch us live, you can do that. And Jerry's trying to monitor that.
Yeah, yeah.
And with limited knowledge that I have, and limited knowledge that he has, we just, it's a trial and error kind of
thing. It is indeed. And I think I said last week that I need a roadie. I need somebody that can travel around like musicians do, you know, and carry all their stuff.
Yeah, carry your stuff.
You're the tech guy, so someone needs to show me how to work this. But anyway, I pulled it up last week on the iPhone. But anyway, away from tech stuff now, and let's talk more about eternal life. Yeah, there's a futurist by the name of Dr. Ian Pearson.
Ian Pearson.
You read probably after him, don't you, Timotheus?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe you did.
No.
But
sorry, disappointed.
That's all right. That's all. No disappointment here. I'm not the least bit disappointed. But Dr. Ian Pearson is what's called a futurist.
Okay.
And a futurist, of course, is someone who focuses on the future, and they have philosophical ideas about the future. And he says by 2050, our minds could be hosted on the cloud.
Oh.
Yeah.
The iCloud.
Yeah.
Oh, now,
you
okay.
See,
give me a second.
So we back up everything on the cloud.
We do.
And so he says by 2050 our minds could be hosted on the cloud. And he continues by saying this means humans can live past the death of their bodies as an android. There's a video clip that goes along with this. It's a robot, and that supposedly that's the way we're gonna exist with our minds. Minds never die, you see, be on the cloud.
Not what the Bible says.
That's exactly right, Timothy. That's not what the Bible says. We won't be on that cloud. We'll be going home in the clouds with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, however, that by 2050, when our minds are uploaded to the iCloud, the iCloud, yes, he warns this could pose many problems.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
What would be some of the problems? Do you have?
Well, there's a host of problems, and in the first place, this according to the Bible is false.
Yeah,
this is a false teaching, false. We might call him a deceiver.
That stuff can get you off track.
Well, it can get you off track, especially if we're looking for eternal security in every place except the place we should go, and that's the Holy Word of God, of course.
Yes. The Biblos.
Yeah, the Biblos. And but the culture's that way. You know, 44 years now, I've been preaching the gospel, 44 years as of July the 10th, this month.
Happy anniversary,
thank
by the way.
Thank you so much. 44 years, been Christian over a half century. And
you got some time under your belt.
Yeah, I do, and I've also, time is one thing, but experience is another.
Well, with time brings experience.
Not for everybody.
That's true.
So
I'm glad you said that, because as soon as it came out, I thought, no, wait a minute.
That doesn't sound right. Things have changed. I mean, things have changed radically.
Oh, yeah.
Since 1967.
Yeah.
I can't remember that comedian's name. He used to have an article, and it was syndicated. What was his name? Anyway, he said that he has not understood one thing since 1967. And I'm kind of with him on that. But the culture keeps going toward my ideas, they don't have to be your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Your ideas are your ideas, they don't have to be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can make their own truth, everybody can believe what they want to. And of course the Bible just says that completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Timotheus, talking about babies, as we were a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
There are twins, they're 3 years old now, but they were fraternal twins. Their names are Zyler and Caden Sharp. Zyler and Caden Sharp, 3-year-old fraternal twins living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That's up there around Harvard, isn't it?
Yes.
That may be part of the problem. But anyway, which is a boy and which is a girl, the article asks. According to their parents, that's a question only the children can decide.
Yeah, I heard something of this. Yeah.
Nate and Julia Sharp, that's the children's parents, have kept their children's biological sex a secret from their birth.
Mm-hmm.
They've not taught them to associate their body parts with being a boy or a girl. They're going to allow their children, you can guess the rest of this, they're going to allow their children to determine their gender.
Mm-hmm.
These are not known as babies. These are known as Thebes.
Thebes.
Thebies.
Yeah.
Now, who would have thought there would be such nonsense as that 40 years ago, 25 years ago, 15 years ago?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
I mean, you know, we knew some stuff was coming 5 years ago, but not this.
Not this.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to worry about preaching on these types of things. Martin Luther was right. I think it was Martin Luther who said, you can preach the gospel for 25, 30 years, but if you do not deal with the social ills of the day, you haven't fully preached the gospel.
Yeah.
And so I would have never thought to have worked up a sermon on this years ago. I would have never thought to talk about babies. Here's another one now that's a little more familiar. Chrissy Teigen, she's a model. Her husband's name is John Legend. He's a singer, I think, and a songwriter. So when they announced they had selected the sex of their unborn child, it kind of raised an eyebrow too, but not much, because
they selected
with in vitro. That's what we were trying to say last week.
In vitro.
Yeah. In vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
It's a process, you know, that creates embryos in the laboratory and then implants them in the mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Teigen and Legend asked doctors to select a female embryo for her to carry to term. So they selected the sex of their baby. They wanted a little girl. The first couple, they not going to tell their children who they are or what they are sexually. Just going to let them decide
mm-hmm.
what they are. And then here's a third one, which I thought was no surprise, really. Sex selective abortion. Now, folks, we believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. We believe in all of that. From, as old brother said, from Genesis to Revolution, or from Genesis all the way through the maps.
Yeah.
We believe in all of that. And yet, some of these things weren't even talked about or thought of by people who were writing the Bible back then. So they're in the news today. They're in life today. And we have to see if the Word of God has anything to say about it.
Yeah.
And that's why we must address the ills of
today.
Today.
Mm.
And so this sex selective abortion is a common thing, I'm told, to mold this around the world. It works like this. When a couple learns that their unborn child is not the gender that they wanted, they have the baby aborted. And according to Newsweek magazine, I thought Newsweek had gone out of business a long time ago, but
evidently not.
Yeah. According to Newsweek magazine, these types of abortions, here's their quote, are rife in the U.S. In other words, they're plentiful. People are selecting
what
child they want, boy or girl, and then if it's not what they want, then they abort it.
So it's just kind of like going to a store, big box of stuff.
Yeah.
And you just reach through there, and if you don't see what you want, you just toss it to the side until you keep digging until you find what you want.
That's exactly correct, Timothy.
How pathetic.
That is exactly correct. So, I've got some folks watching this morning. This may have been from last week. I'm not sure. Technically challenged, aren't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the insane part of this. When you let a child choose his or her gender, choosing a child based on gender or aborting a child based on gender are all symptoms of the same problem. And he goes back to the beginning of time.
Satan.
In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve mm-hmm. succumbed to the temptation. Here was the temptation now. This is Genesis 3, verse 5. You will be like God.
Yeah.
God knows that the day you eat thereof, you shall know good from evil. In other words, Satan came to Mother Eve and said, God's holding out on you.
Oh, yeah.
And why is he doing that? And so he planted a seed of doubt. You shall not surely die, he said, added one word and changed the whole meaning. So we want to be our own gods.
Yep.
I'm told in the religion of Buddha, there are certain places in the world you can go into a Buddha shop, and they have all kinds of Buddhas, thousands of little Buddhas, and they all have different expression on their face. And you can go in and pick the one that most resembles you.
Okay.
And take it home with you and set it on the mantle. And what you're doing, actually, then, is worshiping self.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the culture in our day wants. Yeah. This is the message the church must continually preach. This is a message, whether preachers like it or don't like it, that's not the issue. Not one of the Old Testament prophets of God ever said, I think, or I conjecture.
No,
it was, thus saith the Lord. And when the Lord says something, that settles it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about changing all of these cultural things about sex-selective abortion, and when you talk about not telling your child that they're a boy or they're a girl, all of those kinds of things are, I believe, in direct conflict with the Word of God. Why? Because we said, I believe it was just last week, Timotheus, we said that in Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, God said, before you were born, I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you.
Yes.
And so God... So whatever your little newest granddaughter's name is going to be,
mm-hmm.
let's call her Precious right now.
Oh, boy.
Whatever Precious's name is going to be, God destined for her. God formed her in her mother's womb to be a girl.
Yes, absolutely. Well, in Genesis, when it says plainly that God made them male and female, he made them.
Yeah.
God made.
Yeah.
We didn't make. God did.
God did. And I think this is one of the problems with the newest, I guess, ripple in culture in our society is the transgender. When you take the biblical view that God made you the way you are and wants to use you the way you are, you're unique. Nobody is like you.
Absolutely.
Then you're changing the work of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told that that can be done in the laboratory now for either good or bad.
Mm.
So a child, and we touched on this briefly, I'm all for science, I'm all for medical science, I'm all for improving our health.
Yeah.
But if you're changing something that can, in fact, you think help society, you could also change it to hurt society.
Yes.
So I guess all of this started this, I guess the best word for it is relativism. Everything is relative.
Yeah.
There is no absolute truth. And yet folks say that absolutely, you know,
yeah.
Which is a contradiction.
That is a contradiction.
But relativism explains, I think, the sexual revolution in the 60s. I think it also led then to legalized abortion in the 70s, early 70s, mm-hmm. 1973. And then it continuing its course,
yeah.
It led to same-sex marriage in 2015. So the culture keeps moving.
Pushing the boundaries.
This liberal direction,
yeah.
And I guess Dr. Phil would say it like this: how's that working for us?
Yeah, it's destroying.
It really is
mankind.
It really is. Did you ever read any after Anne Graham Lotz?
Nope.
Billy Graham's daughter.
Nope. Oh, Lotz.
Okay.
I think it's Anne Graham Lotz.
Oh, is it Lotz?
I think so. Yes.
I thought you were saying read her a lot.
No, I have heard her. I haven't read, but I have heard her.
Yeah.
She has a little brief program on Moody Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the O is silent.
I think so.
Not Lotz, it's Lotz. Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's helpful information. I believe names are important. I try to get them right.
Yes.
Anne Graham Lotz said this: can you imagine the chaos that would result if a multi-lane highway had no painted markings to give direction to the traffic?
Absolutely.
Accidents and confusion would be the order of the day. No one complains about or resents the markings because drivers know the painted boundaries exist for their own safety and benefit. Isn't she right?
Absolutely.
Then she concludes, today we are surrounded by a generation of people who have grown up living according to their own moral codes, defying the boundaries set by God. As a result, it is a generation with no peace or sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than inhibiting us, moral guidelines free us.
Absolutely.
To live in peace and security. The statistics, she concludes, on crime, divorce, abortion, and suicide give eloquent witness to the danger of living outside God's boundaries. End of quote.
That's good.
I have proven this in my own life over the years. Here's how. With children. Now, I'll leave here a little bit. Got a stop or two to make. And then I'll be going by the house before I go on to my next meeting at noon.
Mm-hmm.
and I'll park the car, not pull in the driveway, but I'll pull across the driveway on the sidewalk, not on the sidewalk, but on our driveway leading up to the sidewalk leading up to the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that because we'll have the children over today and tomorrow.
Yes.
And just seeing that boundary there reminds them this is as far as you go.
Yes. For their own good.
For their own good.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you old mean grandfather, you mm-hmm. are setting the boundaries for those babies. Yes, I love those babies.
Yes, sir.
Especially now that Harrison is crawling. Yeah.
Anyway, he's all boy.
He's all boy. Yeah. Anyway, we didn't, his parents didn't allow him to choose what he was going to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've been telling him that all along. Anyway, boundaries are important.
Absolutely.
Everybody has boundaries in one way or the other. And so, gender is not something that is fluid. You're born male, as you said a moment ago,
mm-hmm.
or female.
Yep.
And, That's the way it is.
Yeah.
789-0318. You could call and comment on that. Maybe you have a thought about that. You have an opinion. Maybe your opinion is not ours. And we especially ask you to call.
Yeah.
And we'll respect you. We'll be good to you. We won't jump on you, make you feel bad. We may not agree with you, but you have the freedom to call. And who knows? That might lead to further conversation. Because we'd like to see you, if you're not a Christian, we'd like to see you get saved.
Absolutely.
We have ulterior motives.
And we're not shy to tell you about
it. Not a bit shy to tell you about it. Our motive is to help as many people get to heaven as possible.
Yes.
In any way that we can help, we want to help. That's why this program's on the air. 789-0318 or godspointofview@yahoo.com. Let me check the email here, Timothy. That I can operate.
And while you're doing that, a thought come to my mind. There's how many years have we heard of how many people that commit suicide because they're alone, nobody cares, nobody loves them, they're just depressed, and if they find the Lord,
yes,
then they realize that they are special, that yes. they are loved, that they are cared for. It makes a huge difference in a person's life.
Oh,
because
my.
God made them
Amen.
What they are. You're His
yes.
child. Well, if you're going to allow your children to claim I'm a boy, I'm a girl, whatever, then who's your creator?
Yeah.
Who's the one that's going to love you and
Absolutely.
Take care of you? Mommy and daddy's not going to be here forever.
Absolutely.
So what are you taking away from that child?
Yeah.
You know, so that's just a thought.
That's a good thought.
And somebody's got a thought because we've got a phone call.
Wonderful, coming. Wonderful.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
I heard on the radio on a science program that the chemicals in the environment resolving the sex gender issue, and we weren't dealing with that. There's the chemical alteration of our genetic code by the chemicals in the environment, which manifest itself in the transgender movement. Had you ever heard that?
Not heard it exactly that way, but not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised that it's being propagated. And it's being told as truth, I'm sure, 100% truth.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just another deception.
What do you think about it, friend?
He's gone.
Oh, is he gone?
He's
okay.
gone, yeah.
Did the folks out there in Radio Land hear his question? His comment?
The folks in Radio Land did. I'm not sure about the folks on the video. Hopefully they got most of it.
He was asking, if I understood him correctly,
mm-hmm.
he read an article, a science article, that said the chemicals in the environment.
Yeah. Are altering the brain.
Yeah. And changing from normalcy to
mm-hmm.
transgenderism.
Yep.
Yes, I said normalcy because I don't believe transgenderism is normal.
You gotta have a point of relativity.
A reference point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't have that, what are we?
Well, we're less than what God intended for us to be. I can tell you that because people are trying everything under the sun.
To be God.
To be God and to be happy and be at peace and all those kinds of things. And there just isn't any peace, folks, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You may have some success. A lot of people are successful.
That's what you claim success to be.
Of course. I was speaking, of, as you know, of success by worldly standards.
Material.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God has created all of us with a unique gift that we all can do things that maybe others can't do mm-hmm. or can't do as well.
Or and, even reach people that you can reach people that I can't. I can reach
sure.
people that you can't.
Sure. I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely true.
Because why else would he have paired us together?
You're absolutely correct. Why in the world would he do such a thing? Yeah. So, I hadn't heard that the chemicals and all of that's changing things, but I'm not a bit surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me either, but I still think in my mind, without any kind of research or finding out, it's just another type of deception to take the focal point away from what it really is.
I think you're right. I think it is, in fact, that. 789-0318, God's Point of View at yahoo.com or 367-0137. That's my cell phone subject.
Yeah, we got about 2.5 minutes left. Somebody wants to give us a call.
Now here's something. Says, say something so God's Point of View knows you're here. I don't know who typed that on there. I think Facebook typed some things on here for us.
They might do that.
Because you didn't.
No, I didn't.
And I did. Well, it says Facebook right next to it.
There you go.
Swipe to the right to hide comment. Well, I don't want to hide the comments. That's why I'm having
such another phone call
technical difficulties.
You keep playing with that, I'll take the phone call here real quick. Good morning. Welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
I have one thing to say.
Okay, what is it?
I enjoy your programs very, very much.
Bless you.
Thank you very, very much.
You mean all of this well-scripted organization here that we have?
Well-scripted, it's not.
No, I sit here and I listen to it. But every time that I get a chance to,
bless you,
because I mean I listen to it and I think you all do a very good job.
We appreciate it so much. Hope you keep listening.
Okay. Very humbling. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
What a sweet sentiment that was.
I love it. We need it.
Yeah, it encourages us.
Amen. 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 And takes me away from the tech aspect of it.
That's true. Back to basics.
Back
brother.
To basics. Now, see, I brought it up here on the phone. Fine. I just can't do it on this apparatus over here.
So yeah.
I'll keep working on it.
You can get you a tech guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually knows what he's doing.
He's out there somewhere. The truth is out there.
Oh, mercy.
Actually, the truth is closer to us than we realize.
It's laying right there in front of you.
Yeah, Timotheus is referring to the Holy Bible.
Absolutely.
God is closer to you, my friend, than your breath.
Even if you don't know that he's around you.
Absolutely. He has engraven your name on the palm of his hand. He loves you. He wants you to get to know him. Won't you do it today? Timotheus, take us out.
Thanks again for listening to today's edition of God's Point of View. And if you'd like to get to know him a little better and you don't have a home church, we'd love to have you at Highland Church of Christ. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday life groups Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And then Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So come and be with us at Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And again, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.